Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He was out scouting for movie locations. This is years before the Oklahoma City bombing. And got video of someone who is Timothy McVeigh. They've done voice print. They've had specialists look at the nose, the teeth. They've got comparisons here. It is a huge report that is out in all places, Hustler Magazine. And they really started decades ago with the JFK. They talked about 9/11. So Larry Flint certainly knows what sells. And this report meshes with the intel we have that McVeigh never really left the military. But we'll get Mr. Bean to tell his story, Bill Bean, and then we'll bring in the other pieces of the puzzle that we have. We also have photos of a Ryder truck being loaded with what looks like fuel oil at Camp Gruber in Oklahoma right before the attacks. So we got a big report coming out tonight on this. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, Mr. Bean.
Alex, it's good to be on your show.
You bet. I think the best way to do this is tell us about yourself, tell us who you are, tell us where you were, and then how you woke up to the footage you had and the incredible harassment and intimidation you've gone through since you got this footage.
Sure. I started as a local actor in Chicago. I took screenwriting classes and wrote a number of screenplays. I formed a small group of people that were interested in making a film. I formed a production company, and I went out to the Dakotas to look for locations for some of the scenes. I contacted the North Dakota Film Office, and they directed me to a small military base called Camp Grafton. I'd never heard of it, and I actually wasn't that interested in going to see it, but they said, it's right on your way to the other locations. You'd probably have a good time seeing it. So I went over there. And
for those that don't know, in filmmaking, a big part of it is scouting locations, and then every county, every city, or most counties and cities, but all states, have special offices trying to get films made in their state. It's very competitive, so they were there helping you.
Right. That was the North Dakota Film Office.
Yes.
And they were great help to me and directed me over to Camp Grafton. I went to Camp Grafton and met the superintendent, a man by the name of Colonel Dahl. I videotaped myself talking to him, and he said that I was there that day to scout locations for a film. I then took a tour of the base and basically videotaped everywhere I went, and the upshot of that was about an hour or so into the tour, I saw two guys parking a tank. So I forget whether I just walked away from the tour or whether I asked if I could go inside the tank. But anyway, once the tank was parked, I went over with my video camera running, and it had a kind of a porthole entrance in the rear of the tank. That's how you entered and exited. I crouched in the entrance with my video camera running, and the driver of the vehicle was closing a front hatch. He turned around, not knowing that I was there, and basically froze and looked at me and was not too happy to be on film. He attempted to push past me. I attempted to ask him a few questions, as I had everybody else. Everybody else had been very polite to me, very nice, and treated me respectfully, called me sir, and answered any question I had. I asked this guy what he was doing, and he says, I'm just a parts clerk. I'm just parking this thing. And he attempted to push past me, and he finally then did leave. So that is how I got the original tape.
This is unbelievable, folks. Wait until you hear the details with our guest, Bill Bean. On the other side, we have them red-handed.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very important interview today. Another one coming up in the next hour. Top professor, written U.S. biological weapons treaties, going public saying clearly the anthrax attacks are an inside job. Remember those of 2001? He'll be joining us coming up in 51 and a half minutes. Right now, we are joined by Bill Bean, filmmaker out there in the Dakotas, scouting film locations with the film office of the state. He was directed out to a military base. He got authorization from the Colonel Dahl to tape. Everybody was very friendly, but then he goes up to the back of a portal to a large armored vehicle and starts videotaping. The person is upset, trying to be furtive, trying to basically cover their face. And you look at stills of McVeigh with stills of his of him in prison, it is McVeigh. And now there's been voice print, face studies have been done. And this is key. This is a year after he was out of the military, okay? A year after he was even out of the reserves. We're going to go over all that. But let's, for stations that just joined us, Bill, let's recap and start with the story that everything you went through, even before you knew what footage you had, all these weird things were happening. Now you know. And then I want to go into who McVeigh really was, all of our research, what really happened in OKC. We'll do that by the end of the hour. We're not going to take any calls. Sorry, folks. This is so important. I want to give him all the time we've got. Bill, recap, okay? For those that just joined us, recap and then continue.
Okay, sure. So I had written a screenplay and contacted the North Dakota Film Office. They directed me over to military training base where they teach explosives and demolition, and the base commander, superintendent, Colonel Dahl, met me. I videotaped him. He was very nice. He turned me over to the billeting director, who actually took me on the tour. The tour lasted 2.5-3 hours. And everywhere I went on the base, I videotaped what I was looking at. Even if I didn't have a scene written, I thought, well, I can look at this and maybe write a scene later. Everybody I spoke to was very polite to me. They answered all my questions. I had a very nice time. Then I saw two soldiers parking an armored personnel carrier. I walked away from the billeting director, and I entered the rear of the armored personnel carrier. I crouched in the doorway, and when the soldier who was parking it turned around and looked at me, he basically froze and attempted basically right away just to push past me through the portal. But I was right there. I was blocking the area, so he couldn't do that. And I attempted to ask him. I said, oh, you know, what's your job? And he said, what's that? I said, what's your job? He says, I'm just a parts clerk. Well, I thought that was kind of a flippant answer at the time, and I didn't appreciate that, but I said to him, oh, you just kind of parking this one? And he says, yeah. And I was actually going to ask him a few more questions, but I thought, well, what do I know? You know, maybe he's got some sergeant yelling at him or something. So basically I moved and I let him go by. So that's how I got the footage originally, and that was on August 3rd, 1993 at Camp Grafton, North Dakota. And I finished the tour, went to various other locations on the base, was treated very well by everybody there, and then I left. And I never was at Camp Grafton again, so you can't say that it was some other day he was there or some other time. That was the only day in my life that I'd ever been to Camp Grafton. Now, that was August of 93. About a year later, I started to get hang-up phone calls. And at first, it didn't really mean much to me, other than it was annoying. I thought, well, maybe somebody just got a number that's similar to mine or something like that. But then the hang-up phone calls started to have a pattern to them, wherein I'd get up in the morning and there'd be a hang-up phone call, but nobody'd be there. I'd walk into the bathroom, there'd be a hang-up phone call, nobody'd be there. I'd say, who the heck has given us these hang-up phone calls? There'd be a hang-up phone call, nobody'd be there. This went on, eventually it went on for 10 years, and I'm not exaggerating this at all. It progressed from mere hang-up phone calls to people. I would have somebody in my house, and I'd be speaking to them directly. You know, maybe we'd have just a normal conversation. Who's better, the Cubs or the White Sox? And then the phone would ring, and somebody would say, well, the White Sox are better. And then they'd laugh and hang up. So I was allowed to know that I was under surveillance.
Now, you know how you were under surveillance. 99% chance they were using the phone itself. They dial in on regular landlines, now everybody knows about cell phones, and they use a receiver itself. So if that's happening to you, unplug the phone from the wall.
I would do that today in an instant. I wish I knew that then, yeah. And then it progressed from that to I could be at somebody else's house or somebody else's apartment, and if I brought up the subject of hang-up phone calls, they would then get a hang-up phone call on their phone.
Now, you were under heavy surveillance.
Well, you know, I don't know who did it, and I don't know exactly how they did it, but I was allowed to know that not only was my phone tapped, but my my emails were intercepted, my credit card purchases were monitored.
And, of course, they should. This happens so often, you probably never would have put two and two together with the footage you had all, you know, from 10 years before, if they hadn't have done this harassment. But they were trying to flesh you out, see what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, this guy never identified himself as Tim McVeigh. He just says, I'm just a parts clerk. And that was in 93. Then in 96, in January of 96, I made the acquaintance of a man and his wife, and it later was revealed to me that they had gone into a bookstore. I used to go to a bookstore every Saturday, and it was later told to me that what they had done is they had gone into the bookstore every Saturday for a month and just sat there and watched me. I didn't know this at the time. Then they asked someone to introduce us, and the person who worked at the bookstore said to me, look, there's a couple here, they want to meet you. And I said, they want to meet me? And she says, no, wait a minute, what I mean is I want you to meet them. And I said, okay, why? And she goes, oh, I don't know, just talk to them, will you? So I said, well, okay, you know. So anyway, I got to know this couple, very pleasant, very nice people. And after I had known them for a couple of months, it turned out that he was a retired military intelligence officer from Fort Huachuca, Arizona. And Fort Huachuca, I believe, is where they have signal intercept. So that's a place where,
yes,
like the NSA, where they listen to phone calls and they monitor switchboards.
But I will tell you, harassment would probably be done from a sub office under the name of a private corporation with a U.S. government agent over it with private contractors, just from past things we witnessed.
Yes, I when I got the hang of phone calls, then I learned to do star 69, and I learned to record what happened when I dialed star 69. And this was interesting too. I would.
And
get,
by the way, you did record those. Yes.
Oh yeah, sure.
And you've given those to the press now. Please continue.
Sure. For instance, I'd get a hang of phone call, and then I'd put the record on and I'd dial star 69, and then an operator would come on and say, the number of your last incoming call was blah, 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 blah. And then they'd say, punch one now to call that number back. So then I would punch the number back. And then another operator would come on and say, the number you just dialed, blah, 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 does not exist. Well, it's the same number that the other operator just gave me. Or I would get a hang-up phone call, and same thing. I'd record it then. I'd punch star 69, and then I'd get a number, and then they'd say, punch 1 now to dial that number. I'd dial that number, and it'd be a security room somewhere. And then somebody would say to me, how did you get this number? And I'd say, look, I just dialed star 69. And they'd say, well, there's nobody here but me, and I didn't call you. And I said, well, I didn't call you. Anyway, I have a bunch of this stuff on tape. It's you can consider it humorous or frightening or, you know, various different ways to look at it.
Now, you've given us still photos, the video. It's, again, a national news story right now in Hustler. And before you laugh, folks, they do serious reports. They broke a lot of JFK stuff. They've done other government-sponsored terror stuff in the past. And so they do these reports. And, of course, I'm sure, well, I want to get into how you finally got in contact with the media and how this has now come out. But please continue with what then happened next.
Yeah, then it progressed to I would have a private conversation in my house or somebody else's house or whatever. And then maybe the next day I'd be sitting down at a restaurant, and 5-8 minutes after I'm sitting there, two guys would come in and they'd sit on either side of me. And then they'd basically have the same conversation with each other that I had with somebody in private the night before. And, like, for the first 5 times that this happened, I thought, well, that's a coincidence. That's just what I was talking about last night. And you have to remember, before you think I'm really stupid, I didn't know that this was Tim McVeigh on the tape. But
let me tell you why they probably did this. And the reason I know this is I've studied past harassment cases, past declassified operations. At first, it was to watch you and monitor you to find out if you knew what you had. Then they decided, in case you ever found out about it, to do all this so it would sound so ridiculous, so you would add all this now to the story you're telling with the video to cloud any discussion of the video and make it sound like you're nuts instead of looking at the video. A lot of COINTELPRO operations are meant to, in black ops, to have everything so weird and so convoluted, it's called a smoke screen, that people can't get through to the original information. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure, exactly. And when I met that retired military intelligence officer, out of the blue, he would say, he asked me questions like, do you know the difference between a military investigation and a civilian one? And I had no idea what he was talking about, and I'd say, well, no, I don't know. What's the difference? And he'd say, there's no limit to what the military can do.
Yeah, it's what we see today. Secret arrest, secret torture. It's like they told reporters, they stay there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Welcome back.
Big John.
Glad that you joined us. And I'm really thankful for Bill Bean's courage. Again, he was at a military base in 93, Camp Grafton in the Dakotas. He's out there on a scouting mission looking for places to shoot a film, one of the keys to making a film, one of the preliminaries. And everybody's friendly, but he goes up the back of an armored vehicle, and there's what looks like McVeigh. And, boy, I mean, this is McVeigh. You got to see it. The photos and video are going up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now, thanks to him sending it to us. And he goes up to the back of the vehicle, and this guy is upset that he's videotaping, tries to get past him. But he doesn't know what he has. And then from 93 until 2003, the next 10 years, phone calls, harassment, classic. This is all textbook stuff. Who knows? They probably thought you were working for some foreign agency. I mean, you know, well, why was he there? Why did he get footage of him? Why did he, you know, McVeigh probably got debriefed after that. And, yes, there was some guy. Have you been videotaped? Does anyone know who you are? Have you breached any operational security? But I'll break that down later in the hour and kind of bring all the pieces together. But this is huge, extremely credible, and it's a cover story in this month's Hustler magazine. Before you laugh, folks, they do a lot of really serious reports in there in the past. They've broken a lot of national news stories, especially about Republican pervert behavior. Going back to our guest, so when did you start thinking it was connected to the footage you'd shot that you'd probably forgotten about?
Right. This harassment, bizarre incidences in my life just became the norm after a while, and I really didn't know what to think of it. It did seem to me that something was up because it was so odd. And then I believe it was in 1997 or 98, I took my footage over to a friend of mine who knew about my project, my film project, and I said, oh, let me show you some new stuff I got. So I popped the tape in, and it starts to play, and I walked out of the room, and he says, wait a minute, this guy in the tank, he says, when did you shoot this? And I said, oh, forget that. I said, that's just some jerk I photographed at a base, and he wouldn't even talk to me. He says, no, go back to that. So I went back, and he says, freeze it when he turns around. And I said, yeah. I said, that's about all I got from him. He just sort of stared at me, mumbled some nonsense, and then pushed past me. And he says, don't you know who that is? And I go, no, that's just the jerk in the tank. And he goes, no. He says, I've been watching the trial all day on TV. He says, that's Tim McVeigh. That's the guy who blew up the Murrow Federal Building. And I said, well, are you sure? He says, look at it yourself. So I, you know, of course, played it and looked at it again and looked at pictures of McVeigh. And then
when did the light bulb go off?
Well, the light bulb didn't go off again for another year or two because McVeigh had been in the military, and I just assumed we were ships that passed in the night and that this was his military assignment or whatever. It didn't occur to me that he was secretly there. So it didn't really start to dawn on me until 99 or 2000. And at that time, I looked on the Internet, and I saw that his military record said nothing about Camp Grafton, and that his military involvement in the regular Army and as in the Army Reserve ended a year and a half before I took the tape of him in August 93. And at that time, I thought, well, they must have incorrect here. This isn't correct information because I videotaped them in August of 93. And then it began to slowly dawn on me that there might be more involved here than anything I had dreamed of before.
Did you get scared?
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't get scared. I had put up with so much crap for so many years that I just got really angry. I would have people come up to me on the street and ask me directions, and then when I turn around to give them directions, they'd start screaming, don't touch me, leave me alone, help. And I couldn't figure out any of this nonsense that was going on.
They were trying to get it on record somehow to make it look like you're insane. So you're meant to tell all this instead of talking about the tape.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to give some credit where credit is due. Our guest has been trying to, you know, finally figure this out, been trying to get this story out for a while without success. I wish we would have run into him. But the editor over there at Hustler, the investigative journalist that did a lot of the reporting on this, Brian Sachs, just amazing. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. And again, he graciously sent us the video, stills of it. The reporters over there at the magazine contacted us to give us this information because they're listeners and because they're doing a feature story on 9/11 Truth in a couple months. And they just want to get this information out. And it's remember, it was Hustler that broke the stuff with Jimmy Swaggart and the prostitute. My point is that they do real old-fashioned investigative reporting over there. And I've had a chance to read some of the advances on the 9/11 cover story, and it's unbelievable. In the same issue, there's articles about the Bushes and the Nazis. I mean, I just can't believe this is in the mainstream news. But again, you don't see CNN or Fox reporting on it. It's Larry Flint doing it. But if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, we're not going to have a country. And so the main person I want to commend is Bill Bean for having the courage to go public with this, but I think it's, again, he said he was angry. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. You've been asking forever. I've been so busy that we never got it done because it takes time to put them together, author them, get them out. So I had some of my local associates do it who don't even work, you know, for me. They work with me master them and redo them, and they did a great job. You can get all of my other films. Remember I had 7 films you couldn't get on DVD? My first 7 films. Because I'm always so busy on the next story, the next report, so busy making the next film, literally working 18 hours a day many days, that I never had time to go back and do it. To go make new covers, to go and make the menus, to encode them, to send them off and manufacture them. Well, we now just got them in. But they came in this morning, UPS. They're not up on the shopping cart. You can't call and get them yet. I'm just letting you know that by tomorrow, maybe even tonight, you will be able to get Police State 1, 2, and 3. You will be able to get the Masters of Terror. You will be able to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, as I mentioned. You'll be able to get America Destroyed by Design, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. My first 7 films now on DVD. And by the way, I'm going to offer all 7 of them together for $99. What's that come out to, like? It's a huge discount. And the Police States all come together in a box set. Leave it to me to plug something that isn't even available, but we've got it here in the office. You'll be able to get it tonight or tomorrow. Ryan's building some big pages on Infowars.com on the Yahoo shopping cart. And I am proud of my folks. We're usually 4 or 5 days behind on shipping because we're a small operation. You know, we get the orders and a few days to process and send it out. We are up to the day on shipping. Friday, if you ordered Friday, we were, you know, shipping it to you, UPS Ground, guaranteeing you get it a few days before Christmas. I can't say that'll happen now, but we're up to the day shipping. And I hope to keep it at this point now that we've gotten to this point to where we get the orders that day and they're shipped out that day or the next morning. We're trying to get modern, you know, where people expect stuff like today when they order it today. But you can still go to Amazon.com and get Terror Storm, and you can get it shipped to you before Christmas. They are still offering that for the next day or two. You can still get my new film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, which we're talking about today. It's the foundation of the global police state. It's how they sell you on enslaving you. Oh, we're doing it so the terrorists don't get you, and every time you research it, it's government or private corporations that stand to gain from war, from terror. So get Terror Storm. I hope that you'll get America Freedom to Fascism that we offer at Infowars.com. We got a bunch of specials that we're running until the end of the month. Huge discounts where some of my films are as low as $5.95 a piece. T-shirts for $9.95. Pro-gun T-shirts. Anti-New World Order shirts. 9/11 Inside Job shirts for as low as $9.95. And we also, till the end of the month, have the PrisonPlanet.tv special where you can get 5 months plus. It's 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for a little more than 6 months. You get 5-plus months free until the end of this month by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. Paul Watson's book, by the way, now out of print. One place you can get it is there. My weekly TV reports. Here's an example. We had one of the main anthropologists from Apocalypto on the Sunday broadcast I do. We're going to put that interview together and put it up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Barbara McLeod, great lady. She's so interesting. I'm going to have her back in studio on Thursday here in this studio. And that'll be up there, too. My local TV show, now national, you can get it over PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a trial membership for $5.95. It's a great gift to give. You can just go create your own access code or code name with your membership and then give that to your friends and family. And give that as a gift in the e-card or in a physical card you give them. And then your purchases make this broadcast and what we do here possible. We take the support that comes in here financially through the purchase of videos and books, and we put it right back into fighting the globalists. That is our total mission. So again, prisonplanet.tv, or call toll free to get films, 1-888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Okay, let's go back to my guest, who I think I'm going to try to hold about 5-10 minutes in the next hour, so we need to go through this whole story. We're talking to Bill Bean, the filmmaker who was out there in 93, videotapes, who's clearly McVeigh, and we'll go through the evidence of that in a few minutes. At this base, a year and a half, I made a mistake, I said a year and a half after he was out of the military entirely, you know, washed up basically, but the intel we have from state police, FBI and others was he was really sheep-dipped, a U.S. government agent. Sheep-dipping is when they take you into covert operations by claiming that you were discharged, or there's extreme sheep-dipping where they claim, you know, you died. There's thousands of those people. Oh, they died in helicopter crash, or they died in action. And really, it's a new identity. It's like in the film No Way Out. Well, who are these men? Are they with Special Forces? They're men associated with Special Forces. So that's clearly what happened with McVeigh. Very distinguished in Desert Storm 1. Then he runs around the country to Waco and every gun show and every white supremacist group, creating a ledger, creating a history. Classic MO. He hooks up with Iraqis we know are U.S. government agents. But I'll detail that later. Let's get back to Mr. Bean. So bring me up to the time here. It's in the late 90s. Your friend sees this raw footage, says that's McVeigh. It's right when the trial's going in Denver. You still don't completely click. When did you click that that's why there'd been all this harassment?
When I looked at the internet and saw more of a detailed rundown of his life and of his military involvement and saw that no matter which side I went to, his military involvement ended in basically 92. And that's when it ended, cut and dried. And then I began to realize...
And then researchers like myself and others had detailed that he was still in a covert operation and the government denied it and called it a conspiracy theory. Here's evidence that we've been correct.
Well, I'll be interested in seeing what'll take place now. Let me tell you that I just got back from Washington, D.C., and I dropped off all this information over at Congressman Rohrabacher's office. And then they were going to have the hearings in December about reopening the investigation into the Oklahoma City bombing. I went to Washington, D.C. I went to his office. I dropped off everything you have, the DVD, the blow-up of the photos, the forensics tests, all that. And they said, well, gee, thanks for bringing this in. And then the next thing I find out, they have canceled the hearings. So now, and I said, well, I'm ready to testify. And they said, oh. So now they canceled the hearing.
But when did it finally all click for you that he was involved with the government, this is all connected to government black ops? I mean, when did it really come rushing in on you?
I'm sure by 2000, 2001, the past 7 years of my life then suddenly began to make sense to me.
What happened to the harassment once you'd woken up?
Well, it still continued until about 2004. And actually, people I spoke to about this said, well, once McVeigh was executed or whatever took place there, did it stop then? And no, not really, but it has seemed to have stopped in the last year or two, whatever that means.
Did they say anything in phone calls or on the street? Where did it end with this former Air Force, military intelligence guy who wanted to be your friend?
Well, he was a nice guy, but and I knew him from let's say January of '96 till June of '96. He was a nice person. I have to tell you what his wife said to me one time. I went to his house to visit him. I was sitting with his wife and in the kitchen, and she said to me, she mentioned his name, the husband, and she said, yeah, he was talking about you with a general in Washington last night. And I said to her, he was talking about me to a general in Washington. What is that supposed to mean? She began to say something, and then he walked into the room, and she changed the subject and would never bring it up again. So basically, in about June or so of 96, after I'd known these people for about 6 months, everybody in my life just seemed to know too much about me, and I just felt pressure from all sides. And so I just basically ended my relationship with them.
Did anybody advise you to make copies of this tape once you woke up to get it out to other sources so you'd be safe?
People did mention that to me, and
well, let me say, now you are safe, unless they do the very rare thing, a blue moon type decision, and kill you to intimidate everybody. But I don't think that's going to happen now. You're in a lot better position now. Now, let's talk about the vetting of this video. I mean, I'm looking at the stills of the video that we're going to be posting. We're also going to post the stills. This is McVeigh. You can look at the teeth, the eyes, the eyebrows, the face. This looks just like his Army photos. This is him when he was younger, folks. And then his first arrest photos, then versus him in Terre Haute, Indiana, before execution. This is McVeigh. There is no doubt. Now, voice print's been done. A lot of vetting was done by Larry Flint's operation before they went with this. Go through the vetting, the voice print, the face analysis, all of this.
That's an interesting fact too. I had the video, and then I made copies of it, and then I wanted to get a voice analysis done. So I went to a place in Wisconsin here, not far from Chicago, and again I told no one I was doing this, but again to show you that they were watching me, I went to the place that did the forensics voice work. Didn't make a reservation, just walked up to the door and knocked and entered. And the person who owned the place and did the actual work wasn't there, but their secretaries and aides were there. They said, "How can we help you?" And I said, "Well, I've got Tim McVeigh on tape, and what I want to do is do a voice match to see, okay, does the voice match? Is this Tim McVeigh as far as the forensics work goes?" And they said, "Well, yeah, we can do that."
And for those that don't know, the best way to do it, the way they did it with the fake Bin Laden tape, the fat Bin Laden, very shoddy job, is you take a real Bin Laden tape and create a voice key. That's what you use with voice ID on your phone system or your security system at your office or house, folks. This has been well-developed for over a decade. And then they take the new tape and see if it will fool the key. Now, if the audio isn't high enough or is distorted, if it isn't clear, still it won't activate the voice key. But if it's close enough, they can then tell by the pattern and tell with almost 100% certainty that it is McVeigh. What type of voice analysis was this?
Well, actually, what happened there is it never took place. They asked to see the tape, so I played it for them. And then I said, "Now I'm going to have to tell you something." I said, "I'm under a surveillance and harassment here." And they said, "Oh, what do you mean by that?" And so I told them the whole story. So while I'm telling them the story, they get two hang-up phone calls. And I said to them, "This happens all the time now." And they said, "Okay." So basically, they made an appointment for me to come in a few days later, bring in the tape, because I didn't want to let it out of my sight. And then they would do the forensics test while I was there. I left. I called them a few days later, and they informed me they would not be able to do the forensics voice test on there.
So to make a long story short, who did you finally get to do the voice analysis?
I went to the University of Utah. There's a Professor Blomgren at the speech department there. And Professor Blomgren has all the sophisticated computers. And
I have his report here.
His report, yeah, I sent you that. And, you can read the report, and certainly, yet, for instance, the guy in the soldier in the tank, his voice comes out to like 153 cycles a second, and the known McVeigh voice from 60 Minutes interview was 151 cycles a second. Both of these, they're so nearly exact, and they're above the norm, which is the norm is like 125 to 145 cycles a second. Anything above 145 cycles makes you then seem to have a high voice.
So he went off the overall tonal quality and the different pitch cycles. So the tape wasn't good enough to do a voice print comparison?
That I'm not sure. I do know that he also used 10 other people to repeat the same phrases that the soldier in the tank used, and then they compared all those different people to known to a voice of McVeigh, and then had independent people listen and say, which individual is this individual?
Now, in the report, the scientist is saying that the video quality was moderate, but that he was still able to do a good test. So it probably wasn't good enough to do an actual voice print.
Well, he's clunking around there with his shoes and stuff.
Yeah, he says mouth to microphone distance was inconsistent as the subject was moving around the recording. So the sound of the tank of the metal in the shoes, that's what doesn't allow, I guess, a perfect voice print. But the professor basically says that he believes it's the same person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like 86%. Sure. Sure. He asked me if he did I want him to testify in a court of law, and I said, well, I hope so, but I'm not ready yet.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about the face analysis. The analysis, I mean, I can just look at it. It's McVeigh, but an analysis was done of that as well, and we'll talk about why this is so important.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
They play their games, we play ours. Welcome back. Bill Bean is our guest. Sir, let's continue. For those that just joined us, a full year and a half after Timothy McVeigh supposedly out of the military, he is at this military base in the Dakotas, Camp Grafton. Our guest is out there scouting for a film he wants to make. He's shooting video of it, as you do on locations, location scouting. Everybody's nice to him until he films McVeigh, who looks like McVeigh, and the guy freaks out. The point is that we know from our own separate research, state police, police officers, FBI, investigators, press reporters, I mean, they kill cops over this, like Terrence Yagi. There were bombs in the buildings. The fuel oil bomb was a diversion. We got photos by pilots a few weeks before Oklahoma City bombing of a Ryder truck being loaded of what looks like a fuel oil tank. All of this together, we know that al-Husseini Hussein, this has even come out in court, was an Iraqi Republican Guard trained by our government in the 80s when Saddam was our ally, brought back in with 5,000 other Iraqis by Bush Sr., 3,000, Bill Clinton, 2,000 more. We know they're all over the country using all different sorts of nefarious activities. We know they were there. Al-Husseini Hussein seen getting out. We've talked to FBI agents who saw the videotapes, which were seized under national security, showing these Arabs with McVeigh. People at, it was the same old story, topless bars, restaurants, just like with 9/11. All these Arabs with McVeigh. That way, if they got caught in the diversionary blast, the government could say, oh, look, it's Arabs. Then the state police arrested some of them. Clinton ordered them released. No, John Doe number two, folks, al-Husseini Hussein. This is unbelievable. We have police surveillance footage of the Iraqis that the state police released and the Oklahoma City police released in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 45 minutes of that three-hour film is Oklahoma. It's really three films in one. I mean, that's how surveilled they were. We've had the police here on air, folks. They've told you. These are U.S. government agents, period. Period. And so was McVeigh. Now, did they really kill him? Did they stage his death? Big press reports reported his chest was still moving when he was pushed out. That was in mainstream news. I don't know. You see, that's cloak and dagger. It's so bizarre, you never know what is really going on. But we do know that he was a U.S. government agent. And now it's broken nationally in a national magazine, and we have the exclusive video going up in the next few hours. We're going to have the photos, the video. Paul Watson's writing a report. I want this to be a good one. They're all good, but this is really important. We ought to get video of McVeigh, too. We're also getting the audio clip before you actually play it on air here. Let me go back to our guest. We have another unbelievable guest coming on, or I would keep our guest for the next hour. I wish we could. We'll keep him a little bit into the next hour. Our other guest is a top professor, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. He's going public with the government involvement in the anthrax attacks. It just never ends. People always say, well, people go public. People find out. People know. They do. Stay there, Bill, because I want to come back to you after this 60-second break and hit some of the other key points here. And it's clear we've got to do another interview on this subject. Folks, do you realize the magnitude of this? We have Timothy McVeigh on video in the military at a base a year and a half after. That's incredible.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.